Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk business here with Dr. Paul Voller from the University of Minnesota Carlson School. And he joins us here, the John and Bruce Moody Chair in Law and Business over there in entrepreneurship at the university, both the law school and the business school. Two hats over there, Paul. You're busy.
I do. I need those hats for my bald head.
Hey, I want to ask you about a couple of things. The first thing, though, as we're watching this race in Alabama, which, of course, is kind of the lead story today, not kind of, it has been. But my question for you is, and of course, everybody's talking about what difference it could make, obviously, in the Senate, and what might happen here in Minnesota in another year, what difference that could make. What I would like to ask you about, though, is this tax plan, if I could, and then particularly in the business world, corporate taxes.
Well, it's an important issue. It's really two senatorial transitions. We're going to hear later today from Governor Dayton as to who he will name to replace Al Franken when he resigns. And what's so important about that is whoever our senator is, they've got to be on call. They need their beeper because at any time between now and Christmas Eve, the Republican tax package, the reforms, or if you will, the bill to reduce taxes, is going to come to the Senate and the House, and it's so close in the Senate, only two votes that can go the other way. So that's important. And then, of course, Alabama, this thunderclap last night with the election of the Democrat Doug Jones, the first statewide Democrat elected in over 25 years, means that he's unlikely to be seated before that bill comes through. It's possible the Secretary of State in Alabama could certify the election. It's unlikely. But if you're Luther Strange, who's sitting in that seat right now, who wasn't elected dog catcher for it, but was appointed by the governor in what many people think was kind of a questionable deal, you've got to be asking yourself whether you represent and how you represent the interests of Alabamians as he most recently understands it. And that means that he's looking at those issues. It means that other Republican senators who are on the fence are looking at these issues. So both these transitions matter for how that tax bill come up. And of course, it's so important to local businesses here, the corporate tax prospectively dropping from 36 to somewhere in the mid to low 20s. We don't quite know where. And the repatriation issue of overseas profits for big technology companies like 3M and Medtronic. These are really important issues. And so these two senators and their two viewpoints at this time matter vitally for corporate taxes. And I think right now, I hate to say answer a question with a question, but we don't know. And I'm not sure how we're going to know that, Dave. And I think Churchill said about Russia? It's an uncertainty wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in an unknown. I think that's where we are right now with this Republican tax package.
Okay, well, watch that, obviously, and in particular the business side with the corporate tax rates. Speaking of business here in Minnesota, mining, there's been some flurry of activity on the Iron Range.
Right, let's go up north where there's less about politics and business, more about law and business. Cleveland Cliffs, which has been up there in one way or another for over 150 years, mining taconite ore, has just purchased some lands and lease lands that are for taconite ore deposits. And you might say, well, they're just going about their business. But they're buying them from the bankruptcy court as part of the asset base for Esser plant. You know, that's the Indian-U.S. Joint venture that started to build a big taconite processing plant and then failed, went into bankruptcy. Their assets have been bought up. And I think the interesting issue about this, Dave, is that Cleveland Cliffs is buying those assets up from the bankruptcy court in a race to see if they can essentially preempt those assets from Esser's prospective rescuer, a group called Chippewa Capital Partners, led by a healthcare magnate, Tom Clark, out of Virginia. He's trying to raise money to buy up those assets and essentially revitalize and restart the Esser plant. Cleveland Cliffs is trying to buy up those assets and essentially for their own long-term play, but maybe to preempt Esser from doing that. It's the interesting thing for me, Dave, is that's all going on while steel and iron ore prices are at an all-time low in the last 5 years. So somebody's playing the long game or somebody's playing the preemption game, and there are lots of lawsuits going around to prove that.
I remember in one of my early classes when they were first starting to teach us about finance a little bit in business, talking about the tulip situation in Holland at one time. And so I'm going to ask you about Bitcoin.
Well,
are we looking at tulips?
The tulip craze and the Bitcoin craze. I prefer to think about, you've got a probably got an office party coming up here at CCO or Secret Santa. I think Bitcoins would be the great gift for everyone. Jimmy, you need a Bitcoin over there.
Can we afford one?
You can't, take two of them. I don't think. They're $16,000 to $15,000 a pop right now. They've quadrupled a couple times in prices. Bitcoin is that cryptocurrency that was developed in the early 2010s. It's really there to essentially free currencies from the nations that mint them, and then to permit all sorts of electronic transactions, essentially without oversight, without an accountant and the like. So why does it matter? It matters because there's this explosive growth. And most recently, American financial markets have gotten into the business. The Chicago Board of Options Exchange, Dave, has developed a futures contract for Bitcoin to take some of the volatility out. So that $16,000 price for it has a little bit less kind of wiggle room back and forth, and that makes investors a little more easy about getting into the market. Dave, if you can't afford a whole Bitcoin at $16,000 a pop, you can get 1/100,000,000th of it. It's called a Satoshi for it, and I think I can get a few for you on that. I think that's right up there, the same value as a good Confederate dollar right now.
Well, maybe by tomorrow that'll be worth a ton more.
It just could be.
This is, it's just weird for people. Does that in any way, Paul, devalue gold?
Well, it's an alternative currency. It's a way to do it. You know, it's a fungible currency. It's a store of value. But it's doing all that outside the protection of any one sovereign. That's really, to some extent, it's like a confidence game among private players and mediated by computers. So that it can be all done electronically. But if you lose confidence in that currency, and one of the ways it could happen, Dave, is say a big player in financial terms like the USA or China were to outlaw the use of that in various transactions, then you'd see a real shake to the confidence. That hasn't happened in the U.S. yet, and when you see financial markets moving in with innovations to take away some of the volatility, makes it less likely for it. So I think Bitcoin's here for a while. We just want to kind of buffet ourselves from the volatility that goes to those markets.
We have to run here in a minute, but I would ask you quickly about the 3M closing of their plant in Eagan by next year.
It's an interesting development because it's on the heels of announcements from 3M about raised expectations for revenues and profits in 2018, and then also announcements about how they want to actively manage and rebalance their portfolio businesses. What's interesting about it is one of the things that they want to emphasize in 2018 is the air filtration business in China. But it's the retail business, the business of masks for China. It's not necessarily the building HVAC business, which is where the Eagan plant is. So what it tells us is that Inge Thulin and his team at 3M are finally rebalancing that portfolio. It matters for us, not just for the business, but these are our neighbors in Eagan. I would say that what's going to happen is very likely in this very tight labor market, there's never a good time to see a plant closing. But if there are bad times, this isn't one of them. And so I think we're going to see, as 3M is a booming business, we'll see a lot of those employees go to different parts of it or to different parts of this economy in the Twin Cities, which has been booming this year.
Paul, always good to see you. Thank you very much. Good to have you back in studio after an absence here. So
it's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Paul Waller from the University of Minnesota Carlson School talking business here on CCO. Last month, while we were all feeding our faces with roasted turkey and cranberry sauce, students from the Carlson School of Management were eating up their competition. A team of graduate students from Carlson's Human Resources and Industrial Relations program walked away with first place at the 5th Annual International HR Case Competition sponsored by our very own Land O'Lakes. Hi, friends. Dave Lee here. And Carlson's competition included teams from countries literally representing the world, countries including Australia, China, India, and Korea. And Carlson's success should come as no surprise. You see, for more than 65 years, their Master of Arts in Human Resources and Industrial Relations program has been recognized as one of the world's elite HRIR programs. If you're looking to further your career in the HRIR field, consider the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota, proud of their success and serious about its business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.